sweet Lord, welcome to the Days Grim. My name is Brian.
My name is Thomas.
And I am Mr. Corey Day.
Okay, dude, Tommy's got a lot to cover in this pre-game portion of the show that we
start off every day.
But I got to say this real quick, and there's a reason to my fucking angst I have today. This frustration that we're all feeling in the room is because I did a pretty serious workout today, kind of trained my ball sack off because I'm getting ready for that triathlon, and not just to do it, but to compete. So I'm going to get a good time. So don't worry about that, first off. Secondly, so I trained my nut sack off first thing today.
His nut sack has a six pack.
So I'm super duper. It does. I'm super duper fucking tired already at this point. I get back to the house and Chris was like, hey, don't forget you need to get the weeds off the front sidewalk, which I never pay attention to. But I was like, yeah, they're starting to get pretty tall. I better knock them out. So I go get the weed eater. Just not great from the get-go. So not great in that there was only a strip of string in it like this long. And I was like, that'll be enough to get the job done. And so I tighten that up.
Slap the concrete once and it's gone.
Yeah. So basically I got like six weeds knocked down. And then I was like, all right, well, I got to just restring it. Whatever. So the next, mind you, I'm still covered in sweat from an hour and a half in the gym lifting and 30 minutes of running. So I'm freaking there, out in the front yard trying to restring this bitch, and just covered in sweat, fucking miserable, angry. It's not stringing up the way I want it to. I think the head's going bad or something. It wouldn't fucking tighten the fuck up and get fucking... So the fucking weeds out front have not been weed-eated yet, okay? So that's where I'm at right now. And there's a lot.
You could have just...
There's a lot going on right there.
Could have just pulled them by hand.
Did you fucking see those weeds?
Be a man.
Did you see those fucking weeds, bro?
Be a man.
You'll go down to pull those weeds, and they're going to pull on you. They're fucking full-grown adults, dude. You feel me? Those aren't weeds, bro. Those are fucking azalea bushes.
I thought you were a full-grown adult.
But anyway, so that being said, Tommy's got a bunch he wants to cover.
Brian,
he's got...
And I got some Brian jalapeno plant, and I had a jalapeno plant.
Hell yeah.
And so I picked all these jalapenos the other day because I'm moving into a house, and I needed to get them out of this current house. And so I picked them, and I was making jalapeno poppers, slicing them all. First of all, I just ripped out bushes at the new house that had a bunch of cuts. So my hands are on fire from all these cuts from the jalapenos.
Mm.
I got three jalapenos left, and I'm scooping them out with a spoon. And I got like two left. I scoop back, and a piece of pepper comes and hits me in my right eye.
Bam! Fucking.
Right. So I'm like shocked, you know, and then I go to the sink and I wash my hands really fast.
That's the best part. It's like I wash my hands really fast,
and then I take a water and I splash it in the eye, and still had jalapeno juice
idiot.
On my fingers.
Fucking idiot, dude.
So I like mace watered myself in the eyes.
Yeah, dude, he's trying out for fucking Evansville PD, dude.
So then I turn around and I open my eyes and it burns like hell.
Yeah, you fucking tart.
So I get on my hands and knees.
I can just see you in the kitchen.
Yeah, screaming, fuck, 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 the whole time. I get on my hands and knees and I find my way to the bathroom and I'm just yelling, grab some fucking milk. And like I just pour like
Those
a half gallon.
Last words.
I pour like a half gallon of milk and water
milk!
Into the sink, and I'm just like, it fucking burns, and I'm literally taking milk water and just drowning myself, like
milk
gargling.
Water. What is this, like, skim? Milk water.
But dude, it's like
terrible.
I got like snot coming from my nose. It burns, and I'm just, literally for 30.
It's a jalapeno.
Yeah, for 30 minutes straight, I just splashed milk water into my
challenge or some shit.
Still. Still ain't got shit on combat in Afghanistan. So that being said,
Jesus
yeah, Thomas
Christ.
Is the weakest link in the group. It's official.
I don't
Jesus
have any crazy ass story. I got married. That's about it.
Yeah, you did. It was a beautiful
congrats.
Ceremony. The previous week's episode we recorded without you, Corey. I did know that if you haven't had a chance to listen
I've,
to
yeah,
it.
I've listened to it. You covered the death very well. I was you didn't read very well.
No.
The one thing he makes fun of you for and
he couldn't
do it
to save his life. But you gave it a valiant effort. So I'm gonna give you like a C+.
To be fair though, I did serve in the infantry. So we're not a bunch of mathematicians.
No.
You get it?
Concussions, like
math,
every
words,
day.
You get it. You know, whatever. It's know. The same. So yeah, the weed eater thing's got me on the fritz, man. Tommy's got a fucking bad eyeballs. And he's not going to make it to this triathlon. Do you want to make a bet? Wow. You and I? Do you want to make a bet that he...
I bet he gets to the triathlon.
2022. No,
I bet he gets there.
I bet he quits before the event even comes up.
I guarantee he'll get there.
You think he'll get there?
Yeah, I don't know if he'll finish it. But
see, I'm thinking he'll quit, dude. I kind of want to put some money on it.
I mean, you can.
I kind of want to put... What do you say this bet's worth?
I'll put $20 down.
A 20 spot?
I'll put a 20 spot on it.
Now, we're talking 2022. So this is a long time
next year?
Yeah.
When next year?
August.
It's 1 year. They do it every year.
You think he quits before August?
I'll throw 40 bones on it that he goes.
That he goes?
Not that I finished,
Damn.
But that
not that he finishes, but he gets there and he actually starts the race. I got 40 bones on it. I think he'll get there and do it.
Damn, dude.
I don't know if he'll finish,
yeah,
but
I'll probably get like into the swim.
That's the start. Yeah, that's the start of the race.
The
swim's probably the easiest part. The biking is what's gonna fuck
bro,
you up.
One more thing, and then I'll let you.
I used to swim, bro. It's like once you get a good pace going, it's not that bad.
No, it's not as bad. I'll tell you what.
You didn't swim.
I did 275 yesterday.
I think the hardest part will
be
not having music.
I did 275 in 11 minutes, and I got out of the pool. I was just looking for a baseline. This is my first time I've swam.
Like, how hard were you going?
Not hard. Just I was trying to just be able to do 10 laps. Well, I wound up getting 11 in.
Sometimes you come up for air. That's the thing.
I was doing, I started freestyle, so I was doing 1, 2, 3, breathe. 1, 2, 3, breathe. Did that for 3 laps, and I was like, fuck, I'm getting tired. So then I went.
Because you're breathing too much.
I was going, then I went from that to side stroke just to catch my breath, head out of the water, side stroke, and then went to a breaststroke, which I feel like I nailed.
The breaststrokes, that was a horrible idea.
Breaststroke is
you
a terrible
wear
idea.
Wear yourself out. Yeah,
I actually thought that I did the rest of it. I did 8 laps.
You really
want breaststroke?
You want to preserve yourself? Backstroke.
Backstroke's the way to go.
Yeah, because your head's already out.
Yeah, you're just belly button up, breathing.
But see, the triathlon's in the canal in Indianapolis, so I don't think you can technically backstroke the whole time.
Why
not the whole time? But because
you won't know where the hell you're going. You got to make it like a 90-degree turn. And then another 90.
You can turn in a backstroke.
But it's like turning a boat. Hold on, I got my trolling motor out.
I'm doing it one arm. Just like, it's not.
You have to switch to a front stroke to be able to turn.
Well, I mean,
can you imagine that?
For like 2 seconds, like, oh.
The world's fastest backstroker, but he just can't turn.
I can imagine like an 80-year-old grandma passing his doggy paddling, just fucking.
He's like the Zoolander of backstrokers.
Just fucking,
you know what I'm saying? He can only turn left.
I think I'm confident in the swimming part. I think it's the running.
Onesie on,
it'd be the running that gets to me.
Those big ass goggles
and the net on the hair.
No, she's got the shower cap on.
Nana's
bro.
Out there in
she
a shower
speedo cap.
Cap
on. She ain't fucking around. Grandma,
are you gonna get it? Well, you're not because you shave your head.
Yeah, dude, I'm already fucking lubed up, baby. You know what I'm saying, dude? I'm fucking aerodynamic, boy.
On a cap or not,
dude? Don't. I will fucking make fun of you.
Hey,
I will make fun of you.
Don't wear shorts. Wear yourself some jammers.
I think we're gonna do bike jammers.
Yeah, that's the best.
So
way
I can bike, run, and swim all in the same thing. I'm gonna go. Topless.
They dry really fast too.
I'm gonna go topless
the whole
time.
Or I was thinking either
that's
that or crop tops.
I think you should go. Actually.
We should do crop tops.
We should make a weekend out of it.
Stop.
We should do crop.
I'll
tops.
Go and cheer you on.
I'll do a crop top for the run, and then I'll pop it off.
Ooh.
But yeah, I just wanted to say that I did 275 in 11 minutes and I got out of the pool just to get a good baseline. I haven't swam in
275, 11 minutes. It's not terrible for
but
somebody that doesn't swim.
For a beginner, I feel like that's respectable. But I also got out of the pool and could feel my pulse without putting my finger on it. Like, it just felt like it was jumping out of my neck.
I think the hardest part about swimming is no music.
Working.
Yeah, and then I also felt it simultaneously in my temple.
I think the no music aspect would be the hard part.
No, I actually liked it. I think I'm going to start running without music, actually.
Hum.
Oh, while you're swimming?
Just give yourself a rhythm in your own brain.
Yeah, I'll have to figure something out, man. I don't know. It was definitely it was different. It's going to be intriguing to see. I need to be able to swim a mile. That's a long way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to – I don't care how fast I do it because I know I can bike well and I know I can run well. So
just pace it.
Yeah. I need to just be able to swim a mile.
Yeah.
At whatever pace. And then I'll make up for it in my run because I can run 6 miles and fucking – you know what I'm saying? 50 minutes, 55.
I'm saying. But doing that after you swim.
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Well, I think that runs after a 25-mile bike ride.
I'm good.
Kill yourself.
So joining us in the
hit
studio.
Hit him with that
this
intro,
week.
Boy. God damn, you're a break.
Joining us in the studio this week is a voodoo wizard, of the camera. I had to finish that. That we were talking about. It's a joke that we have beforehand. Anyways, Zito Norman in the studio.
It's a fucking Godsmack concert. The fuck are you doing?
He's a wizard with the camera and the editing, especially the color.
I think
grading.
I did break my mic. No, we're good. Like, you had to, like, clarify. No, like, it was a joke before the show.
Yeah, don't worry. It's like a $40 mic. We'll be all right.
Zito, how you doing today, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, dude?
Glad to have you in the
thanks
studio.
Thanks for coming in, dude. I'm sorry it's 80 fucking degrees up here right now currently. If you live in southern Indiana and you have a two-story house, I'm sure you know the pain we're going through because we record in an upstairs and it's...
It's the devil's porch.
It legitimately feels like Satan's colon in here.
it's hot.
I imagine heat stroke feels like this.
I think a heat stroke might actually be more enjoyable. I feel like it would last shorter than an hour or however long this episode's about to last.
Yeah. Just
throwing it out there.
Just a quick just collapse.
Call it. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
Oh, yeah. Pretty good. Videographer. Voodoo wizard.
Yeah, voodoo wizard.
God, dude. Yeah, well, before the show.
That's dope. That's kind of dope, though, man.
Yeah.
He's changing his whole fucking business dynamic over
here. He's probably got like
a
camera.
He's like fucking brainstorming
honestly,
shit.
What camera do you have right now? Like, nobody in Evansville dude. Probably has this camera.
I got six cameras.
See, this man got more than two phones. He got six cameras.
Damn, so. Dude. Who even sings that song?
Kevin Gates.
Yeah, you're like the Kevin Gates of videography, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Just trying to do something different.
You actually kind of look like a Kevin, too, honestly. Shh,
the fuck?
Just
who looks like a Kevin?
Dude, I'm
is
just
that
saying,
a compliment?
Who the fuck
or?
Looks like
yeah,
a Kevin?
So. I'm just saying, look, if you told me your real name was Kevin, like, yeah, I buy that. I buy that 9 times out of 9. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's dope. Okay.
So, what's up, man? Where are you from? Are you from here? You from Evansville, Indiana?
No, nah, man, I was born and raised in Long Beach.
All right, shut it down, guys. Shut it down. He's not from here. No, it was great having you in today, but we do mainly local folks. No, I'm just joking. Okay. So where are we from? Where are we from? Not Evansville, but...
Long Beach, California, man.
Dang! Long jump, dude. From that LBC, yeah. Son.
Aren't you glad you're out of the flames there?
Damn, dude. I'm pretty sure LBC's on fire right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the ports. I saw a boat on fire the other day.
I'm pretty sure California's on fire.
Parts of Washington as well.
I think they said California's about to be done for.
Yeah, we'll just ride them off.
Without the fault line. It just caught on fire. It was like everyone's worried about earthquakes and shit. It's just like, nah, bro, fucking no, just flames.
Yeah, yeah, we're straight, dude. We're straight.
Yeah.
Turn it into a giant field.
How long did you live in
LBC?
I lived in Long Beach until I was probably about 14 years old, man.
Dang, dude.
So
that's okay, so my favorite thing about LBC, that's where the movie Gone in 60 Seconds takes place. Nick Cage reference, okay. Everybody.
You only like that movie because of Angelina Jolie.
She looks hot with dreads. That's all I'm saying, dude. She looks hot with dreads. So LBC, what was your favorite thing about living there? Did I ask you that?
No.
Okay. What was your favorite thing about LBC?
I mean, everything. Everything, man. Beaches, pretty much. Just some things to do. So.
Damn it. You have to forgive me, sir.
What's up, bro?
We got to do
I'm gone for a week. This dude forgets my role in the damn podcast.
No, he has multiple.
I got one job.
He has multiple jobs.
I have one job.
He has multiple facets.
I have one fucking job.
He's a very intriguing individual.
However, I read.
And he's not good at it.
I'm better than you.
So we're going to do a Death of the Week. Death of the Week brought to you by
Corday.
SmoothYourBalls.com. Ladies and gentlemen,
Smooth Your Balls.
Corey Day.
Oh, cool.
Oh, God.
Get with it, dude.
Anyways, this week's Death of the Week comes from 1809.
It's a good year.
John Cummings. After seeing a circus knife swallower, Cummings began actually swallowing knives. On one occasion, he swallowed 4 knives and quickly passed 3 with no ill health. He later swallowed 14 knives, and after some days with abdominal pain, he passed all of them.
Stop. By pass, you mean it's coming out of his asshole.
Yeah.
Like it's gone through his entire body.
Hold on. There's more. He finally swallowed 20 knives. But after a few days, he had only passed the case. He died after 4 years in pain. They stayed in his body for four
years.
Fucking years. On autopsy, a knife blade and spring were found in his intestines, and between 30 and 40 fragments of metal, wood, and horn in his stomach.
Wow.
Yo, they did some shit in the 1800s. They were fucking around.
They didn't
around.
Have TV, my guy. They had to do something.
Horn.
Put that on TikTok. What the fuck? Who sees people swallowing knives and is like, I want to do that? And they just start
swallowing swords,
sharp,
is what he said. Swallowing swords is
and
what
he's
you started
swallowing
with.
Knives.
Well, and I don't think he understood that when you swallow a sword,
you pull it back
that
out.
That bitch is coming right back out.
Yeah. But he passed the first seven he swallowed. I don't understand.
Okay.
You gotta imagine these were probably really small knives.
Hypothetically. Let's
like
say,
a pocket knife.
Let's just say it's a 2-inch knife. Probably get stabbed with it. Not even that big a deal.
It was like a toothpick.
Like a 2-inch knife, right? And you fucking gut that bitch. He's swallowing.
Couldn't have been sharp.
He's doing 14 at a time.
Couldn't have
like
been
in
sharp.
One sitting.
Up to 14.
He did 14 in
one time,
sitting.
And then he did 20 on his final.
And that's his last. That was his Houdini, huh? That was his gut punch
that
knocked
was
him out.
That was his 4 years of, ow, why does it hurt whenever I bend over?
Well, let's see, Jack Wagon, because 4 years ago you swallowed 21 knives and you've only shit out 3 of them.
Do you think at that point he was used to just shitting blood?
I don't. Okay. Listen.
Anal fissure.
This bothers me.
That's what it's called. If you get a cut on your...
You got a wipe and you actually like cut your hand on a blade. That's infected right off the rip.
Dude, okay.
Oh my God.
None of these...
You got feces on your arm.
In your wound.
None of these death of the weeks typically bother me. I usually find them humorous and enjoyable.
I'm finding the good ones were like in the 1800s, man.
And I honestly find joy in them. Mm. And when I've had a bad day, like when my weed eater doesn't work, it brings joy to my heart.
You can't go swallow your weed eater.
I don't understand. Nothing about what you just read to me makes me happy at all. I'm slightly disturbed, and I'd like to go back to the LBC now.
All of the blades, but nobody says anything about the wood and the horn, bro.
Right, dude. Like that's what I'm saying.
The horn? What the hell? Did
probably
you
the handle. We got to think they had.
He's
they
got ivory
weird,
handles.
Yeah, they probably had weird handles for a lot of their knives back in the day.
Like, yeah, it was more acceptable to kill an elephant in the 1800s than it is now in the 21st century. So there's a lot more.
Poaching wasn't a thing. They were just killing animals at that point.
Straight up. Yeah, dude.
Like,
represent.
It was like, yeah, I got an animal. I got an elephant. Head
that's
on
crazy.
My,
1809, like, I think is what you said. Mm-hmm. That shit was before the Civil War, bro. Like,
it was 18.
It wasn't 1860. It was before.
Yeah, it was late
1804, 1809. I thought it was early 1800s.
Was it?
Yeah, you said. I'll have to review the footage. But either way,
kids don't swallow knives.
I don't feel like you should have to. Okay, so if you want to be a professional sword swallower or flamethrower eater or whatever, go for it. Because I feel like those are safe ways to go about performing in front of crowds.
Head game on that.
Well, most of them are dudes, first off. Because women are way smarter than us. So.
Yeah, I don't think a woman.
Whatever weird fucktard fantasy is going on in your fucking head right now.
I've always wondered that. It's like, bro, one, how did you figure out that you could do that? Come on now.
Obviously, he's into the gentleman of the
evening.
Got
really curious one day.
But
was just
I
like,
just,
I think I
just,
can take that.
I don't. What I don't understand about it is there's a difference in like putting something in there and taking it out. Like, that's cool. All right. Yeah. I'm fascinated.
Yeah, I think all it is just a straight down. I mean, you're just going down your esophagus.
That's fine. And it's still entertaining. Good. And then you're pulling it right back out. What in the fuck are you thinking you're going to go and swallow 20 goddamn pocket knives for?
He was probably trying to be like, oh, I'll do it better. I'll make it come out the other end.
Here, punch me in my stomach.
Dude, honest to God, like,
like
good.
He was going
to,
like, the string that never ends.
Good, 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 good. Glad he's dead, and I hope he didn't reproduce. That's where I'm at on that. God. We don't need more people like him.
What if his family was like
a too many of them now? We got too many of them now.
Way too many. They're taking like ivermectin. Yeah. Those dumbasses. Like, we got people that are literally eating doing Darwin's work for him. He's just like in his grave, like, I wasn't.
And then they go to the ER, and then somehow they come back to life. And it's like, you have preserved Idiocracy. Yeah.
And most
God bless the nurses and doctors, but I feel like if they get a Tide Pod case, let that fucker go.
Right?
Let him.
You should
rip,
be able
dude.
To look at him and be like, no.
Rip.
Nope.
Rip.
Send him down the laundry.
Take an x-ray.
Nope.
Is that a Tide Pod? Fucking later, dude.
Yep.
Peace out.
Yeah. Like, you knew not to do that.
Down the laundry chute.
I'm going to lose 20 minutes of the podcast on this shit. Can we go back to the LPC? LPC. I don't want to talk about...
So, when did you move out of Cali?
I think we moved out 2000, 2001, something like that.
And you moved here, or...
And we moved here. And then...
How big of a difference was that for you?
It was a huge difference. The culture is completely different, you know what I'm saying, from out west.
What caused y'all to move here in this small farmland of a
cornfield?
Great place to move from the beach to here. It's like...
Yeah, from perfect 75 degree weather, not an ounce of fucking rain ever.
To humidity smacking you in the face every time you walk out the front door.
It's a little different, you know. Where I lived at, you know, my family was in the hood. So,
yeah.
I mean, my mom just kind of seen the route that I was going, and it was just like, nah, you know, let me get you away from here.
Conscious decision.
And not only that, but just to live in California. I mean, you know, out here, you know, you can get a pretty decent apartment. You pay what? A decent apartment, $700.
Cost of living is way better.
California.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Way I actually better. Have a fun you're fact about
the, you're that. You're paying $1,200 living in
studio.
The hood.
Yeah. I got a
studio apartment.
Fun fact on that. My wife's twin sister just got a nursing contracting job, and her next gig, she was here, and then she just got her next gig, landed in LA County just like last week, I think. Okay. Or no, this Monday was her first day. Their apartment is $4,000 a month.
Oh yeah.
The apartment?
Oh, yeah.
$4,000 a month. A month.
Not including utilities.
This isn't a quarterly charge. This isn't a fucking 6 month rent. This is fucking one fucking month, dude. 1 month. 1 month. 30 days.
And see, here's the problem.
And in February, 28 days.
Well, here's the problem.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. That's retarded.
Here's the thing. California looks like shit right
and
now.
And I don't even feel bad for saying that word.
And everything. It's not like a vacation spot anymore. People go there so they can see how bad it is.
Yeah, dude.
People go there for that now. It's like you're not going there for like Malibu, like Hollywood Boulevard.
No,
shit
Nat
like that.
Geo's there making everybody, goddamn
right.
documentaries,
people
dude.
Are going there like,
they're like, hey, Earth
Vice
is on
crew
fire, dude.
He's doing another like heroin epidemic episode. Like, yeah, we're here checking up on Philip.
We're here walking through the park picking up needles.
All right. Also, another fun fact about LA, and this is the last thing. And I'll let you take the reins back. We have a cousin of ours that also lives in LA. He sent me a Snapchat the other day of an individual who lived near and or on Skid Row, and he had this whole like tarp situation going on, like enclosing this area that he lived in, and then he had an AC hooked up. He had a little box fan / AC with coolant hooked up to his damn outdoor apartment.
He sent me a picture of the guy across the street from him that had built garage out of pallets.
Fucking insane, dude.
Working garage out of pallets. He parked his car in there, and that's where he lived.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Just respect, dude, honestly. Just,
yeah, ingenuity. Right. Like, I can't even be mad at that. I would walk out my door and be like, fuck, he's got a fucking garage. Like,
he's got more car space than you do.
It's like, bro. Yeah.
Like, you know good damn well that fucking like, Logan ain't got no goddamn garage, dude.
Yo, the come up's hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's rough.
So you got out of fucking... God, it's kind of a good thing that you came here, honestly, because that entire state is
just increasingly going
I think
worse.
It's just swirling down the drain.
It really is.
What what age do you think you picked up a camera?
Honestly, man, I think I've always kind of like I took a class when I was in elementary school, man, and it was you know, it was like they bought us some little Kodak point and shoots, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that's when I picked it up. And then I actually liked like the idea of having a camera at that time. And then, you know, you go through high school, you know, go through all those phases. And then just later on in life, the reason why I even picked up a camera was because I was DJing and I needed to promote myself. And I was like, nobody's gonna do this for me, bro. Like, if I, or you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna be paying somebody to do something for me. And That's really when I decided to pick up a camera.
You to go back to the high school days, you said you had kind of been going through that phase or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Were you still like actively interested in photography / videography at this point, or were you more caught up in the hustle and bustle of just being like a horny ass 15-16 year old boy?
That was pretty much the
because I know like you were doing like the dumb shit that we all did, or did you stay honed in on like I really do want to get good at videography?
Not at all. I really didn't know anything about a camera, you know.
Oh, at this point,
at this point in high school, I was just chilling like everybody else. Okay, you right. know what I'm saying?
You were being a knucklehead like the rest of us. Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dang, dude. You got any good stories, memorable stories from high school? You got a good one that sticks out? Did you go? And you went to high school here, right?
I went to high school. Well, I started my freshman year at Wilson High School in California, in Long Beach, California.
Okay. Okay.
And then I got here my sophomore year, and I was at Harrison for about a month.
Okay.
Absolutely hated Harrison, and then dang. I went to Central. And then okay. I stayed at Central the whole time.
Central Bears. Shout out, dude. They got a good softball team. A good women's softball team.
The fuck?
You're fucking so uncultured, I can't even fucking talk to you. This is the city you live in. They have a good softball team
in the city.
I don't fucking follow
back
softball.
The fuck up, dude. Know your fucking sports, dude.
I don't follow sports.
Did you play sports in high school? I'm sorry about my brother here, Corey. He's
32 goddamn years old.
He's what would you call Tommy? Uneducated, I think. Yeah, and uncultured. Okay. But did you get into sports much in high school?
I played slightly, just a little bit of football, and then I couldn't keep my grades together, man. So like, my mom pulled me out of that. The only thing I got to do pretty much my senior year was wrestle, and you know I enjoyed. That's about it.
Yeah. So I guess before you picked up a camera, you were into DJing.
Yes.
Do you still DJ on the side?
Yes.
So you just kind of kept that going over throughout the years.
That was like my number one thing before I did anything, you know. And now as an adult, I own 3 sets of turntables, like
wow.
two Pioneer controllers, and I hell still yeah. have a set of Technique 1200s. So yeah.
All right. We're selling a mixer if you need one.
Okay.
God bless you.
Also, every time we open a beverage on this show, we like to just remind the listener that they have been blessed by the Lord above.
An angel gets its wings.
100%.
Anyways, so
that's dope.
So you started out, what would you say, you took a liking to DJing before you really got into the camera work? Okay. So you were really self-sufficient, so you basically were trying to just self-promote yourself, and that's kind of where you fell into the love of working with videography and
yeah, not
that.
Even videography, man. Videography came later on down the line.
Really?
I started off just trying to design stuff in Photoshop. I was fascinated okay. with Photoshop, and I'm like, I'm one of those weird guys, like, man, like, once I learn something, I obsess over it. Until I feel like I get to that point to where I'm comfortable with it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I got you.
So, like, I was working with Photoshop, and I was doing just terrible designs for people. Like, people was hitting me up and was like, yo, can you design something for me? And, I mean, the designs were just ridiculous. And then, and I mean, really, that's just how I got started, man, for real.
Dang, at least you're so honest, Photoshop, though, because I know some, there's some 14-year-old out there right now fucking around with Adobe, and he's like, yo, this is the tits. And, you know, it's like a damn squirrel with a fucking lacrosse fucking thing
I feel like
in its
that
hands.
14-year-old was you.
Don't fucking judge me, dude. I actually did have a artistic bone in my body when I was a younger kid, and Corey will attest to this.
You could draw
the I'll Limp Bizkit album.
We talk about this like every other.
I know,
episode.
I know, but I'm so proud of it, dude. That's like the only accomplishment I have.
I drew
in my
a picture
life.
Of a squirrel on a napkin one time.
It was holding a lacrosse net.
Waffle House.
Jesus Christ,
God damn, dude.
So you're DJing at this point, and this is so, and then we're getting into a little bit of Adobe, you know,
yep.
getting
yep.
into the squirrel game on that Adobe. And then from there, when did you drop the squirrel game and move into the motion picture game or, you know, the videography, if you will?
Videography, man. This was 2014 is when I got started.
Dang, dude. Okay, so not too long ago. So yeah. You've been in the graphy game for, what's that, Corey? Do the math.
I'm going to throw
six, 7 years? Seven Is that 7 years? Yeah, 7 years. Dang, seven. Dude, you've been out there slinging it, dude.
2014, man, I had started, one of the guys I was working with, he went by the name Broken. And he hit me and he was like, look, everybody else is using these cameras. He was like, bro, I had just bought a Canon T3i. That was my first Canon and I still own that.
I started with a T6, but yeah.
I knew it was a T something. Sorry. Onward.
With Canon T3i. Started with that, man. And I was just trying to learn, taking pictures, trying to learn video. And this dude was like, yo, man, I think you got a pretty decent camera. You should, you know, he was just trying to get free promotion. Yeah. Yo, you should try to shoot a video for me.
Right.
And I was like, all right, cool. You know, and I shot it and it was terrible.
Damn, again, I'm glad you're honest,
terrible,
dude.
Bro. I feel like the first one you do is always terrible. You know what I mean, though? I feel like
anytime you do anything new, you ain't gonna come out the gate looking, you know, it's, oh man, that's my DaVinci right
hot.
There.
Mm.
No.
That's hard.
You're
right
gonna
there.
Suck because you have no fucking clue what you're doing.
But yeah,
you're,
bro. I just built a Ferrari and I show you and it's idea. A Hot Wheels. You know what I mean? Or like,
dude, the first video you're gonna shoot is gonna be like the first track on fucking Donda, dude.
Oh.
Fucking R.I.P. Kanye, you fucking back of trash.
Hey, did you listen to Donda? Have you listened to it?
No, hey, I just
we were just talking about
Donda. Donda.
Donda. I like how the woman like clears Donda. Her throat and you can like hear her go
Donda.
Donda, Donda.
Donda, 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 Donda. Donda.
This man,
and you know this is like his
for
cousin
a minute
or
long.
Something.
This man
too.
Was in Atlanta and he's in Falcon Stadium just chilling.
No,
Donda. Recording Donda. Recording the album.
No, he caught himself on fire.
Yeah, I know. Did you see he was out there with Marilyn Manson, bro? Did you see Marilyn Manson just sit there on the porch vibing? You know he got paid. This man's just like, I don't want to fucking be here. Like, that's all he's doing. Just,
I just don't have.
I got to watch that. I don't see that.
It was interesting.
Yeah, he caught himself on
sure.
fire, bro. He was
no,
like,
it was interesting. He's an artist.
He's
an artist.
He's bipolar, but he's a different animal, man.
I will put it this way.
He's got demons, and he's got to figure it out.
I will
yeah,
say,
I'm just saying, he just came out with a Christian album, and then right. he's got a song with Marilyn Manson.
And like, he caught himself really on fire, dude.
So in this album, I haven't heard him cuss. Kanye doesn't cuss on the album. Other people do.
Yes.
And that's
he'll imply it, you know what I mean? He'll stop, and you know what I mean? And it's implied, but he actually doesn't cuss on it. It's clean.
Really?
I won't say that I'm like, amazed at this album.
He has
album.
Some bars that are nice.
Yeah, I'm not too impressed with the album, to be honest with you. It's not his best work.
And just so everybody
I think
knows,
Jesus was better than this.
We now are
was a real tough critic.
Jesus
on that.
Is King is really was a fire for the live choir and everything. I thought it was pretty decent.
It was nice for a guy.
Yeah. It wasn't what I was expecting, but yeah, it was pretty
the
good.
The choir was nice. And we are recording on, this will be August 29th, and that album did just drop today. Everybody was kind of waiting in anticipation for like the last fucking
yeah, and I think that's what killed a lot of the fire for it. It's like, bro,
he had to drop it before Drake.
I don't think he had the
album
done.
He didn't. He finished it in the Falcon Stadium.
And the last like six songs are like the reworks.
Like, yeah, it ain't done. And he just.
Yo, I'm sweaty right now.
The last six songs are all redone.
I haven't stopped
like
sweating
part two.
Since 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, dude, I told you as soon as you got here, I was like, it's not about to get any better, dude.
So, did you ever get into like writing your own music or anything?
I did, man. I tried, man. I most definitely.
Awful as well, or how would... No, I'm just joking.
You know what, man? I'm gonna
the
tell
only
you.
Stories we've covered of yours so far, you're like, yeah, it was awful. Bro. Yeah, it was bad.
For real.
It was bad? The music was bad?
No. I think I had bars, but I hated my voice on like after you record.
Everybody,
like, you know,
everybody hates how they sound when 100%. They listen back.
Like
everybody, they're like, damn, that's what I sound like. Shit.
When you're rapping, bro, and all your friends is around and everybody's rapping and y'all getting into it, it's like, oh, that's hot. Mm-hmm. Until you actually get in the studio with somebody who knows what they're doing and you record,
yeah.
And you'd be like, dang, bro, I didn't know my voice was that high pitched.
I didn't know I sounded like a 13-year-old white kid.
Well, they got you don't realize they got ad libs thrown on top of it. You know, they got the reverb kicked back a little bit on it. You know,
no, 100%.
There's a lot that goes into recording a good vocal tune.
I mean, I'll tell you what, the audio engineers don't get enough fucking credit because they're making some of these dudes that sound like
hey, I'll tell you right
trash
now,
live sound good.
Pro Tools,
yeah,
you can do anything, man.
Yeah, no, but don't get me wrong. You can just have some serious fucking liquid bars, like some fucking molten lava, and sound like fucking Urkel, and they'll and they will fucking light you up now, dude. I swear. It's just, are your bars good enough to get noticed by the right person? That's what, I think. That's
so after
think
you did
lies.
Your first video, what made you do a second one?
Jesus. My first video was there was another videographer in Terre Haute. His name is DHHD, and he had just did this video. I think the video was in Chicago, and
Chi-Town.
And when I saw the video, like I, everybody was telling me what kind of camera this guy was using, and how like he didn't really do anything.
Do you remember what he was
using?
He
didn't have anything. I don't remember what he was
using. Just out of curiosity.
But it was just like, this guy's got a camera like mine, but the quality that he had shot, I was like, bro, that is dope. And I was like, okay, I got to keep going with this.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, then I'm just going to just let that little sucky video
right.
that I did ride, bro. And I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I just kept going with it. And I ended up getting rid of that T3i. And because I didn't like the video quality, and that's when I jumped to my first camera. My first camera was a GH4.
Yeah, the Luminex?
Yeah, the Lumix. The Lumix GH4 was my first, and actually the first music video I shot with that was when I first met you.
Yeah, on the Red Bridge?
On the bridge. That was my first video.
Dang,
that
okay.
I
Zito,
shot.
Zito was filming a video for Eric, right?
Yep.
Yeah, E2.
Eric Johnson?
No,
Eric.
E2. He's a Christian local rapper.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Eric Johnson. He just released an album.
I know
him.
You
yeah.
went with the most generic white name
Eric Johnson.
Possibly, exactly. He's white, ain't he?
No, he's not. He's black.
Is he?
Yeah. What does it matter?
That was white as hell.
Anyways.
You're a fucking asshole.
Zito's that's out here difference. Filming this music video on the Red Bridge, and I'm flying a drone, I believe, right? Yeah. And then I let you fly it out there, I believe, too, as well.
No.
I didn't let you fly it? I thought I offered to.
Like
I?
He's mad about it still,
no.
dude. He's holding a
no,
fucking
no,
grudge on
not
you.
No,
all.
I think I offered
he
to.
He wanted to fly.
No,
drone,
let me tell
dude.
You what happened, man. We were out there filming the video, and I was just telling my homie, I was like, look, this video is dope, but I feel like it would be even better if we had somebody who had a drone. And we were sitting there like, yeah, bro, I wish we did. I wish we knew somebody with a drone. And literally when we said that, he's getting out of his car. It was like, I think you had was you was with your girlfriend or somebody.
Here comes this skinny guy with really sleeves
and look,
shit.
Look, we walked up. I was like,
yeah, fucking super fucking stoned.
And,
dude. Here
yeah,
comes,
bro.
Here comes fucking.
You want to fly my drone?
No, Ryan. Here comes fucking Ryan Gosling with sleeves ready to shoot a punk rock at his. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, who are you? Are you the drummer for Blink-182? Or are you fucking? Come on, bro. You gotta fucking look at this guy and be like, what is going on right now?
Yo.
No, his face though, bro. When we walked up on him, I'll never forget. We walked up on Grim, man, and he just like looked at us like. Like he looked nervous, bro, when we walked up on him.
Hey, how the fuck did we get?
He weighs 135 pounds, dude.
Hey, everybody stared at him like, "Yo, how the fuck we get Travis Barker?" Yeah, dude. Yo, who is this man?
It's like if Travis Barker and fucking Gosling had a fucking baby together, dude.
You look like Ryan.
Some
Gosling.
Fucking.
It's so funny
off.
That like half the people that tell stories,
you
they're just like, "Yeah, he just appeared out of nowhere." And
you look like a great value, Ryan Gosling. Yeah. You
with,
do.
With like a dash you. Of fucking Barker.
No, you like, yeah, if Gosling was like, fuck.
Knock off
get,
value.
I'm yeah, we get, need to I'm fucking get, shave you a mohawk, dude.
I'm going to get tatted up real quick and Gosling just
I'm just going to get tatted up and be a piece of shit.
Hey, girl, you know what this
dude,
drone's made
so,
out of?
Okay, so you're at the bridge shooting a hip-hop video. Tommy's shooting a punk rock video. What happens then? He thinks you're about to rob him. Then what happens?
We walk up on him and his girl and we just like, we're like, bro, you got a drone? It was like, look, if you could just get this one shot for us, that's all we act like, bro.
Yo, Tommy got out the car like, where's the band?
Yeah. Yo, dude.
Nobody showed up for practice that day.
Yeah, I'm shooting a video for Acid Slayer right now. Who are you, bro? I'm shooting a video for fucking Pink Sock Nightmare. Where'd you come from, bro?
He heard Eric Johnson was like, man. Oh, he's the lead singer.
Wow. Anyways, I ended up filming it for you, right?
Yeah.
And didn't man. I like Google Drive it to you?
Out of the kindness of your heart, and you didn't let him fly your fucking drone.
You know, I don't really remember.
Yeah, then you let your fucking father-in-law fly your drone, and we saw what happened there. And fucking thing went fucking headfirst into the fucking lake.
Yeah, the Great Lakes.
God, dude, I'm fucking worn out from laughing. So he shot that aerial shot for you.
It did. He did, man. He did the aerial shot for us, man. And we actually put it in the video, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, then like a month later, Zito bought a drone.
That's funny that Tommy's first piece of work was your first piece of work as well. So just really funny how that works out. That was a diss on you, Tommy.
Yeah, I don't care.
Damn it, dude. Come on. Nobody laughed. I thought it was funny.
What happened? What'd you say?
You're not smart enough to get it, I guess.
I'm still
so anyways.
Over here.
I know, dude. Travis Barker, dude.
Anyways.
Shoot a video for fucking Dinosaur Baby. What?
You got from your Luminex, when did you upgrade from that?
I went straight, man. I worked with the GH4 for a little bit. I worked with it for about a year to 2 years. I think it was about like 2017 is when I bought the GH5. And then that's when I started doing a lot of the majority of my shooting.
That's when you started the one takes, right?
One take Tuesdays, yeah. And I had the GH5.
Explain to me what the one take is.
I know nothing about videography.
Dude, one takes get me
stop
so hard.
Stop butting in, Tommy. Talking to the man.
Yeah. One takes was pretty much, I didn't really feel like shooting full videos for people. One, I needed, I was trying to get practice. So, but trying to get people to practice when you don't know how to shoot a video and you're still learning is like, nobody wants to do that. It's like, so I made it to where One Take Tuesday, every Tuesday I would drop a video of somebody and it was just one direct shot. It never switched scenes. It was just one shot, continuous shot of somebody rapping. And then I would throw like a lot of effects on it. And
like an Eminem cipher, like all his ciphers.
No, like how 1976 was filmed.
Yeah. You know, somebody walking down the street.
1890. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though. That was a good movie.
Yeah, 1917.
It's like old skateboarding videos, bro.
It's just a video from start to finish. No cuts.
Do you have
a
skateboard?
Pretty much. No.
You need to get one.
No.
Fuck?
That was odd. Anyways, what got you into one takes?
I think I was watching, there was a rapper by the name of Futuristic, and he was doing it real heavy at that time.
Local or outside?
No, Futuristic's from California, isn't it?
Yeah. Futuristic was doing it real heavy at that time, and it was just like, I need to practice, bro. Like, and at that time, nobody's giving me a chance. So
really?
I was just like, all right, look. Call people up. Look, I got one shot. We'll do one take. I'll throw a whole bunch of effects on it. And we'll see, you know, where it goes from this. And it actually ended up taking off for me.
There's a rapper here that just did a one take.
Here?
What? Or am I thinking of a
famous
rapper?
You're talking about rapper? Dax, who's up and coming. Have you seen that?
Oh, Dax does several.
Yeah, Dax. Damn. Dax does did you all see kinds. That one where he's out in the desert?
Desert.
It's hard as fuck, dude. Damn.
His one takes are.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Corey. You don't even have taste in art, dude.
Hold on. Time out. Can we?
Corey's immediately offended.
No, all right, we're about to lose ten minutes, guys. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. I'm going to piss some people off with this one. I really don't care. The man is a clone Tom McDonald.
Yeah. Definitely similar.
But tell me I'm wrong.
But his words hit a little harder. They hit his words.
Tom
hit-
McDonald's whack is. Fuck.
Okay.
Fuck. Hey, the man is whack. I hate Tom McDonald with a passion.
I don't think
the man
bar
is
for
trash.
Bar, I don't think bar for bar, Tom McDonald is whack. Bro, I think his hooks sound the same, though. That's my issue.
His girlfriend writes his raps. It's so been called out. He done write his own shit.
That's like you're talking about every country musician at this point.
Are you insulting every country artist? They're trash.
I don't listen to country. So.
Well, Johnny Cash didn't write some of his songs.
Johnny Cash is good though.
Johnny Cash is a fucking god amongst men. Was rip. You know what I'm saying, dude? What I'm getting at is, damn that shit.
Whatever. Sorry.
Jesus. Yeah. So there goes. Sorry, it wasn't 10 minutes.
Yeah,
it was
bad.
3.5
I had to get that off. I hear Dax a lot, and yes, no, I will praise the fact like he's got skill. The man's got skill,
and we're not even talking about his musical talent or his prowess.
No, the man has skill.
We're talking about the shot, Corey. Yeah, Jesus, no. I don't even care.
Are dope,
and nor Dax.
The videos are dope. Don't get me wrong. The videos are dope.
What's the name of that video? The movie 1917. Have you seen 1917?
The one. Yeah,
The World War One video where
I did it, man. I did,
bro.
I,
you gotta go watch this video. It's taken.
It's
and
hard
it's filmed
as fuck.
Like a one take video, yeah, even though it's not a one take video. Then it just I've watched you. After you watch it, then go on YouTube how it was filmed. It is like it shows some cool insights because the only cut scenes that you see are like when they go in a building or when he jumps in water. Other than that, it does not
it's
look
actually
like
the
it's
only
cut
time
at all.
I've ever masturbated to YouTube. It's pretty legitimate.
That's
so
weird.
It's really cool.
I find that hard to believe.
Second, I didn't want to be out front with
1917. Is that the clip where dude's like running in a battlefield and it's like bombs
he's a mailman?
Dropping.
Yes, yeah. And he hits somebody else.
I know exactly.
Yeah. He's a glorified mailman.
But that entire movie looks like it's filmed in one take.
Yeah, that's how the movie is.
Essentially, the story of 1917 is they didn't have radios and stuff or the technology that we had in the later Great War, World War II. So they're doing everything by like horse and buggies, and it's a little more, if you know anything about history, it's like a little more predated than World War II, obviously. So like
carrier pigeons.
Missing all the technology. So basically to prevent this huge attack that they know is now coming on their guys that are in this certain location, you know, X amount of miles away, they're like, hey, fucking get Jeremy. You know, basically the fucking whoever, some guy, they don't care if he dies or not. And they're like, hey, fucking go tell these guys they're about to get murdered. And yeah, now he has to run. He physically, him and a partner of his run miles on miles on miles on miles across French cow country. I believe it was in France. Yeah, I could be mistaken. But yeah, they essentially run across all these battlefields and it's just following them the whole time through storm drains, through caves, through fucking open battlefield.
Wild ass.
That's dope.
Nighttime.
Yeah, I'm about to check that out.
It was
It's pretty rad. Yeah. Okay. I'm a huge history buff, so I was already into
I could
story.
Watch it every day just because of the way it's filmed.
Okay.
And I don't know the director offhand. I'm actually going to look him up.
He's done a lot of actually handful of videos that way.
He is a the guy who I don't even know if this was his idea, but whoever's idea it was to shoot this movie this way. Hats off to that fucking guy. Looks like Sam Mendez. Yeah. Yeah, that's the guy I remember seeing in the YouTube video. Yeah, Sam Mendez. He shoots the whole fucking thing one shot. Okay. Fucking genius.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Phenomenal. But so what would you like what motivation did you draw when you were sitting down to create videos?
Dude, I'm the type of person I am, man, like I will sit there and watch music videos all night. You know what I'm saying? Like, I barely sleep. I'll sleep maybe 4 or 5 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's plenty.
Yeah. And I'll sit and I'll watch music videos just studying them, you know, and kind of developing my own ideas, what I like from them. So really, I mean, I get my ideas from everywhere, you know.
You're going to get one of those robot arms? Program.
You know what? If I could afford something like that, I for sure would.
$20,000.
I mean, this man's got 6 cameras and 3 DJ turntables. You could probably get a cheap one.
Man, no, I just don't want to sell anything. You know
I know what you mean.
To me, a whole sentimental value.
I just got rid of.
You never know when you're gonna need.
Well, I got rid of all my whole entire Canon kit that I had. Like, you know, all the lenses I bought, all the batteries, the battery pack, just to go to Fuji, and then now it's like, I got. You know, 3 batteries and 2 lenses versus I had like, you know, 8 lenses.
And I bought every one of those lenses too.
And I still hold like my beginner lenses from my Canon. Like they don't even fit on my, I just keep them just because of this where I started. You know what I'm saying? To me, you know, every man has a collection of something. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. It's like the Jews with Jerusalem. It's just kind of like, it's something you never want to let go of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, for sure. So now in recent times, where are you at on what's the most recent? Stop looking at me like that. First off. Secondly, sir, what's the most recent piece of work you've seen that's just really like fucking because you say you watch videos all the time. What's the one that's sticks out in your head in like this past year, 2020, 2021 that has just like popped and it's like, fuck, they did it and they did it over the top.
Oh, man.
Like one that sticks out.
I really don't know. I like Hobson's Bela Chow. I really liked that video. I liked NF's video. I forget what the what where they're like robbing the like corner store.
They're going, I saw.
And they're telling the story that was told in that video was ridiculous.
Hell yeah.
I don't know, man. Like I watched so many.
I'm a big like if you could relate music to the videography portion, like I would be a Pink Floyd fan. Now I say that in that I like a music video that is like 10 minutes long.
You like the psychedelic
for
side
like
of
a five. No, not even necessarily in the Pink Floyd. I just mean that like their songs were long, and I mean that in the video aspect. So like if you could draw out the video portion of a music video, I enjoy that more, I think, because there are several people that have done it for like a 4 minute song. They'll make an 8 minute long music video. I think it has like the intricate story. Like you're talking, it's almost like a miniature short film.
That's the stuff
tied around.
Watch.
Yeah. I love that.
Like if you watch like Commons testify, it's literally all done in the courtroom.
Okay.
It's dope. It's back and forth.
Comments. What was it?
Testify video. It's so
I'll just check
sick.
It out. Okay. In that NF, you don't remember the name of that NF song?
I don't. The track? I don't remember.
I want to check both of these out. I'm intrigued.
What that track was?
I'll look into it. NF, and it's they're robbing a bank.
I will say one takes you did that sticks out to me was the one at the monument downtown. Where okay. the guy was weaving in and out of the monuments and stuff. Like that. I was looking for it the other day, and I don't think I could find it.
Man, you know what? A lot of that stuff, those one takes, I consider, and this is just going along with the rest of our conversation we've been having. I don't think any of that stuff that I did was any good. You know, really? The further I get.
Damn, dude. Like, you got to talk yourself up a little bit. There's gonna be a handful of people listening to this, bro.
No. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I said that. I've gotten to a level like
Damn.
I'm harder on myself than anybody.
No, for sure.
The people that I talk to are always like, yo, that was dope. And to me, in my mind, I don't compare myself to people around here. I compare myself to people who are actually doing this. You know what I'm saying? So when I say to myself, like, oh, I didn't like that, in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, though, I could do that way better. I should have did this way better. You know, even I'm always wanting to progress.
Do you ever see those videos and you're like, man, I could have done that better?
That's literally what he just said.
No, he's saying on himself, but I'm talking about for like actual like artists out there. You know what I mean? Like somebody's out there taking, you know, Kevin Gates photos and I'm like, really? Like that's how you chose to do it? Like
I think now.
Back to Kevin Gates.
I was just saying a reference that we had done. You know what I mean?
That now it's
like Donda, you know what I mean? Like that's how you chose to do your intro,
dude. To fucking don't get me started on Donda again, okay?
Anyways,
I think now, man, because I'm developing my own style. You know what I'm saying? When you get in this thing, like I didn't go to school. Nobody taught me. Nobody showed me. Hey,
YouTube
this is how
University.
You pick up. Yeah, I think I spent more hours on YouTube developing me. You know, and I've just gotten to a point where. My style, I'm comfortable having my own style. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
Who are you looking at in the game right now, in, you know, the video graphy game that's not doing it well professionally? Is there a film that sticks out in your head?
What kind of fucking question is that?
It's a legitimate question. Like, who's your least favorite?
So who are you shitting on?
Yeah, no, if you had to talk shit about a music video you just recently have seen, and you're like literally from start to finish, or at least a majority of it, I'm like, this is trash. Because I see that shit all the time. Just like Donda's first opening track. This man makes millions of dollars, and I'm not riding the Donda thing, and I don't want to fucking hate on Kanye any more than I already have today, but
hey,
I will.
Guess what? When you're Kanye West, do whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly. But is there something out there like that where you're just like, yeah, start to finish, this was trash?
No, man, I think I respect everybody's creative process, man. I think everybody.
God bless.
Thank you.
Has
go fuck yourself.
Everybody has a creative process, bro, and I think I admire more than I just hate on somebody.
That's awfully Christian of you, and I thank you for that answer. I'm just in an angry place.
Is that a scrapyard you guys have been shooting at lately? I've seen like two or three little video clips from
Salvage Candy.
Really?
Salvage Candy.
You just
man.
Pay and go
They're
in
just
for a little
super
bit?
Dope, bro. Like, we went inside there, and I'll tell them exactly, you know, we'll tell them exactly what we're doing. And they're like, the owner is just like, come on. Like, come on, right. You can do whatever. As long as you name drop us, like right. Everybody know that you did it here. Like, you're welcome to.
That's
know.
Awesome.
Dude, I'll tell you what. That immediately makes me think of Corey. Come on,
don't look at me like you know what that makes.
Little Dicky. Little Dicky. His first music video.
Oh, yeah. Oh made money.
It wasn't his first music video, but it was a music video he made save that money, and it was to
getting on somebody's job.
Provoke the.
I think Logic did a music video like that too.
I think it's pretty rad. And then if you watch, it's another like 7 minute long.
I just like the fact that he crashed T-Pain's fucking shit.
He crushed it.
It's hilarious.
And I used to remember what song that was too, but I don't. The video that he was shooting.
That T-Pain was shooting?
Yeah, I can't remember now.
Speaking of Lil Dicky, man, I seen something that was like super eerie from him. Like I watched it, this was like 2 days ago. And he's like rapping in his underwear as an old man. Did you guys see that?
No, but everything you're saying to me right now fucking checks out, dude.
Huh?
You talking about the episode of Dave where he like taps into his subconscious?
He also sucked a dick on that show, so let's not fucking rule anything out.
He was like, I seen something, dude. He was like rapping as an old man in his underwear, and he was like spitting. I mean, he was going off, but I was like, bro, like this was super eerie.
You see,
no, you know what that is? That's his music video. It's the third verse of the fucking song where he's talking about, I don't know if you're aware, you've been throwing out my shoes. But I'm sick and tired of sitting here doing nothing.
No. That's not that, bro. No. It's not that. It's literally not that.
He was dressed up as an old man there in his underwear.
He's like on some future. It's like the future him type stuff. And he like puts on his beat and he's like in his underwear rap. It's weird, bro. You got to check it out.
Have you watched Dave? Have you watched the show?
Uh-uh.
Bro, season two was dark.
I'll tell you what, though.
It was dark.
It's not done, is it?
Yeah, it's over with.
Oh, is it?
I already watched it's 10 episodes. Season two is dark.
Made about halfway.
Is there like a hobby that you were like, man, like I wish I could do, but never
quick
got to do?
Quick shift.
Little Dicky rabbit in his underwear. So, what would you say your inspirations are?
So, did you grow up Christian or did you?
So how?
That's another question. That's a good question. Yeah. Did you grow up in a Christian household?
I did grow up in a Christian household, bro.
God bless you.
Well, yeah, I was going to say you work with a lot of Christian artists in the area.
I work with a lot of Christian. I mean, I work with everybody. You know, really, if the money is there, I'll work. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. But also a very Christian thing of you to say.
If the money is there, I'm on work, bro.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been grinding this last few years, really making a wave. He just quit his full-time job in order to do the video stuff full-time.
Leap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's...
Not only that, but he took the leap and has kids that you got to provide for.
That's rough. That's a tough decision to make, and I can... like. That's...
I was just talking... Actually, I brought this up last week as well, but I was just talking to a previous guest that we had on here, now a beloved friend of mine, Christopher Izzy, stand-up comedian, just a couple weeks ago. Check that episode out. Dude's really funny, but we were just having that conversation where we were like, because he's still gainfully employed while he does stand-up comedy,
okay.
And he's active. Like, he's really active in the stand-up game. Okay. So I'm like, at what point do you just fucking jump? You know what I mean? And we talked about that a lot, and it's a fucking scary thing, dude, where you're just like, this is what I love doing. Yeah, I'm committed. Peace out.
It's like one of them things, man. Like, it was,
yeah, dude.
For a month straight, I was really. You know how you wake up in the morning and it's just like, damn, why am I going to this job? Like, why am I doing this, bro? And then, like, when you're making, like, you're making enough to pay your bills. Like, you're making enough to support your family.
Yep.
And you're doing something that you love doing rather than going to do something that you absolutely hate to do.
Yeah.
It's just like, damn. And I mean, I struggle, bro. I struggle. And I would talk to my girl about it. And I was expecting her to talk me out of it. Like, right. No, don't do it.
No, we need a fucking reliable paycheck, dude.
No, don't do it.
Yeah.
Stay at work.
Yeah.
But no,
What did you do for work? Can I ask? Or are you like embarrassed to talk about it?
No, it's all good. I worked at AmeriQuil, bro. I worked at AmeriQuil for 6 years.
What the hell do you think he was going to say? Fuck that place. Well, I don't know if he was like tugging dudes off under a bridge or something. Whatever, dude. I don't want to judge, dude.
No.
This is a judge-free zone. This is a very Christian household. So we, whatever. We'll open arms is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So the... So you've never tugged a dude off under a bridge. I'm glad we covered that. dude, so I do have a...
Oh, my gosh.
But would you ever... No, I'm just joking.
I need that dude from Happy Gilmore just to sit in the corner that he can just stare at you.
Yeah. Yeah. The So you worked at AmeriQual, and you were like, yo, fuck this. I'm out. I'm doing this full time.
I'm out.
So then when you...
And I was embarrassed, bro. Like, I was embarrassed to tell people, like, you know when you quit, everybody wants to know why you quitting for.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And it was
you
like...
told me sexual harassment, clearly.
It was like, why are you quitting for? I was like, I'm just sick of this damn place.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
But like, that was...
I need a fucking...
I was embarrassed to tell them, like I'm quitting to try to do, you know what I'm saying?
What you want
to
do. Your
what
dreams.
I want to do.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. And again, if you can do what you love and pay your bills, that's a plus. But it's when you can do what you love and then become fucking, you know, just blow up.
Yeah.
And that's what everyone.
Did you get your newest camera after you quit or before you quit?
What's the newest camera?
I've been working with Blackmagic cameras. So.
Okay.
See, Voodoo.
I don't know anything about that, but it sounds hot.
Yeah, Blackmagic cameras, man. I bought two of them. I got a 4K and a 6K.
It sounds Creo, for sure. Actually, I wanted to ask this. In reference to your art, I like to ask different artists this. So let's say I'm talking to a rapper, and I'm like, hey, so who do you sound like? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody always gets that. What does your shit look like? What does your shit sound like? What does your shit taste like? Like, what's your shit the closest related to? And I get tired of hearing that question. I think Tommy does, too, because he's in a form of, he does photography and stuff like that. Like, oh, who would you relate your shit to? But if you had, like, a couple of adjectives, this is how I think about art. Like, if I were to watch your video, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just had Tony Tripp on the show not too long ago. If you're familiar with
him. Okay, hold on. Real quick story about Tony Tripp. Tony Tripp is the reason why when I first got started with graphic design, like, I was biting his shit.
Oh, for real?
Like, for real.
Oh, yeah, he's
like,
good.
Like, 100%. It was way back.
The man's so dedicated.
He did a graphic design thing for, I think it was Korn. He had did some graphic design for somebody with that Korn background.
Right.
And I like looked at that coin back front. I was like, dog, how the hell did this dude do this, bro? And he did. At that time, he was working with the guy that was teaching me how to DJ, who was.
I know what you're talking about. That was it had like the kid in the front of the backdrop of the cornfield. Yeah. It was some like sick, twisted. Okay. So now that we're on that page.
Okay.
I asked him the same question. I was like, if you had to describe yourself, or actually I told him how I would describe his work.
Okay.
And I did it in a very non-affirmatic way in that, like, it wasn't related to anybody, any other artist. And that's where I think the true art form of art gets lost, is people want to be related to something. Oh, you sound just like fucking, fuck you. Like, I sound like me. My art looks like my art. So I told Tony, I was like, your shit is dark. Like, that was the first adjective that came up in my head. I was like, it's dark. A lot of shading, a lot of like Americana influence, a lot of like gradients of like super, super dark and then transitioning to light.
Yep.
And just different stuff like that. So if you had to describe your work, just maybe pick like the one adjective that sticks out in your head. You know what I mean? Like, it's light, or it's, heavily motion based, or it's I don't know. Do you kind of understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, I understand.
What you mean? Like, if you had to pick a word, not somebody that you would relate yourself to, but like, what's a word that defines your work or some of your work even?
Vibrant.
Vibrant. Okay.
Vibrant.
See. Beautiful.
I personally like my style. I like vibrant looking shots. I like it to be dark. But I like for like
the colors to pop.
And I use that in my photography, just like I do in my videography. Like, I love, you know, that vibrant look for colors to pop.
And that question is really hard to ask, but I feel like it's such an important question. It's what sets you. We don't always interview artists, like musical artists or videographers or photographers or whatever, but I feel like it's important to be able to have that route that you can always stick to that's going to help you differentiate from essentially a bunch of other fucking people trying to do the same thing you're doing.
This area is cinematic.
Yeah.
I really want everything that I do to be cinematic, you know, to have a cinematic vibe to it.
And this is a good town for it. There's a lot of good, you got a lot of good, backdrops here. So, there's that. But yeah, sorry. I like to ask all the artists that we have.
I was going to say,
I like to never forget.
A lot of artists, I feel like, had to experience some shit in order to put some art together. Mm-hmm. You got to go through life in order to tell
your
a
demons,
story.
Dude. Demons.
That's one thing that, too, that, like, so.
Gotta exercise the demons.
Yeah, are we getting to the demons part now? Well, yeah. Are you just going to whip it out without asking him? Like, you did fucking Kilo?
Yeah,
you fucking showed?
I was going to say, what was like one of the hardest moments of your life? You know, that you went through, that you were just like, man, I don't know if I can get through this, or, you know, man, I got to give up the camera stuff for a period of time, or, you know,
the most definitely is when my fiance died. When my fiance died, it was like, bro, what am I going to do? I got two kids, right. You know, I'm a grown man, you know, you got to take care of these babies. And then when my fiance died, bro, that's when everything seemed like it was
crumbling.
It was crumbling. And then
are you at in your life as far as like Ameriquol full on? Like, where are we at in your life that this happened, just out of curiosity? So I have a little bit of a reference.
I was still this was 2017. The year 2017. This is
so you're doing videography.
I'm doing videography,
but not full time.
I just got the GH5, and I was really, really
smacking out them one takes,
and was doing very well for myself. You know what I'm saying?
That's the first positive thing you said about yourself tonight.
Yeah, no, I had just got the GH5. I was just starting to pop, and everything was going very well for myself. And when she died, she was actually at work. It was not, it was like her heart failed on her while she was at work. So literally I had just told her I loved her, dropped her off at work. When I went to pick her up, the ambulance was there, and then I went to the hospital and they told me she died. So it was not a planned thing.
No sign, nothing.
No sign of anything. She just died, bro.
Right.
So,
first and foremost, I'm so sorry. I've been married. I got married in May, but we've been together about 6 years. And I think about Kristen, my wife, passing away at any point in time, and I'm just like, oh fuck, I hope I die first. I hope I die first. I swear to God, if I don't die first, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
And that's how it was, bro.
I don't know how you're standing before me today, or sitting rather, or being eaten by my couch rather. But I just, you're a stronger man than I think I would ever be.
Yeah, bro.
So hats off to you, seriously. I'm sorry.
During that time was probably the darkest time of my life. Like, some like suicidal type shit.
Well, I was gonna say.
It was. It was there, bro.
Like, yeah, we're it all. Was there, yeah, bro. I'm on board, 100%, dude.
What helped you cope? Like, what helped you get through that?
Cocaine and booze. That's where I'd be.
Honestly, bro. Like,
I'm just saying.
I really couldn't give you an honest. When everything first happened, I was so gone. The only, honestly, my babies. That's first and foremost.
Right. Anchor.
My kids, because if they weren't there, this would be a whole, and I don't even know if I would be here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The conversation of, you know, me being alone, and, you know, when she died, the me drinking and me going through that when nobody was around and nobody was watching, I think, like, it's like crazy, bro. Like, seriously, seriously suicidal, you know what I'm saying? It was one night in particular, you know what I'm saying, where I was really thinking about doing it, and my best friend knocked at the door. And to this day, bro, he don't even know.
Right.
I mean, he knows because I told him, but he didn't know
how close
I was, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, bro, come on. And he just, you know, he made me leave, you know what I'm saying? My kids somebody was watching my babies for me because they understood just my mindset and where I was sitting at with it. and, you know, it wasn't a good place.
So I'll tell you what, keep you grounded.
I'll tell you what that is. That's Jesus dipping his pinky toe in the water. God. You know what I'm saying, dude? That's the good Lord above just kind of stepping in and being like, nah, not
well,
yet,
I think
dude.
Since then you've came back 10 times stronger.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's a terrible situation that nobody should experience. But since then, I feel like literally you were grinding, pumping out work, and then, you know, you hit this moment, and it's just like, foosh.
It was
but
all
then
taken
when you start,
away.
Yeah, and then but, when you started grinding back.
But it wasn't even like that, bro. It's like, I'm just now, I was grinding hard 2017, okay? When she died in August. August of the following year, my dad died. Mm. So it was
2018?
Like, I was amped up.
Just getting on that come
I was
up.
Amped up again. On a good straightaway, and then my dad died. And
can I step in here?
Me. Yeah.
At this point in time, I lose my wife in 2017. I lose my father in 2018. I'm having a day family meeting at this point. And I'm like, hey, check it out, motherfuckers. Nobody's allowed to die for like 365 more days. All right, so chill it the fuck out. Y'all start eating better and fucking relax. How do you handle that? You know what I mean? Like.
You think? I guess I assume your church was really there for you at the time.
Yeah, you're a churchgoer.
I am a or churchgoer, you... but they weren't. They. Wow. It's not that. Ow. They. It's not that they weren't. It's not that. Ow. They weren't. I didn't allow people to get close enough to me.
Okay, right. That's fair. That's fair.
You know,
by your accord, you didn't let them get close.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't allow them to get close enough to me. It was my friends that really. That was there, bro.
Right.
That was like. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you need help, I got you. You know?
So the, that's just fucking rough. So you're grinding in 2017. You're like, man, I'm coming up. And then bam, there goes that. And then 2018, you're in this dark fucking room.
Finally coming out of it.
Looking for a light switch. And then, you know, you roll into the ladder of 2018. And you're like, fucking all right, I'm going to keep these wheels moving. And then boom, that happens.
Did you find yourself turtling back in then as well when you lost your father?
I did. But okay, at this time, I was dealing with a woman, you know, and we were dating. And she just was there to help in the beginning. You know, she was there to help. She just wanted to help and wanted to make sure because she knew, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
She knew where I was at and she just wanted to help. And I think really she got me through a lot of that, you know, and I'm still with this same woman right. today. You know what I'm saying? So.
Good deal. Good
but
deal.
I was, yeah. Oh, for sure, bro. I was going through it. Yeah. And turn get going back into when my pops died, I felt like the worst thing I went through was when my fiance died. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When my pops died, I could handle that a little better.
Right.
You know, I knew how to handle and kind of get through that situation.
Still sucks balls, but yeah. not quite as many balls, maybe a couple less.
Yeah.
God dang, dude.
So do you find yourself channeling that in your work?
All the time, man. Again, which goes back to that cinematic, you know, a lot of what I see around here is a lot of people shoot a lot of sharp and a lot of clean shots, you know,
which is nice. I do like a clean, sharp edge. It is nice.
A lot of clean, sharp pictures and stuff like that. But I don't like that. Like that's okay. The style that I want is a lot of 16 millimeter grain, 13 millimeter grain. I like a lot of grunge and
simulated film,
like a Stephen King.
You like a
film.
Lot of, you like that 90s groove.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Okay, you're like on some.
When you said that you like the Nirvana. Dark colors that pop, the first thing that popped in my head was like late 90s. You looking back at a lot of late 90s shots, man. Like,
dude, like an Aerosmith video,
real dark. But it popped.
Yeah, dude, he'd have that fucking pink scarf wrapped around his dick, just what? Fucking.
What the fuck?
Boy, that thing just popping. Not his dick, the scarf. You get it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The
what was your search history in the 90s, bro? Good lord.
Yeah, Brian's Google search history.
Yo, your browser has got to be filled.
I'm on several watch lists.
Yeah,
the biggest. All right, so after dad, after Pop passes. Yeah. How do you know 2018? We're rolling into 2019. Fuck, dude, that was only like 3 years ago. So like,
yeah.
We're getting the ball rolling and we're steady cruising now. We're back to like 30,000 feet. Are we chilling right now?
Yeah,
like
at the moment, I'm crushing music videos. I'm doing well for myself, but they weren't. It just, you know what you like. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. if you're like, for me, or like a rapper, let's use a rapper. You use a rapper, and they're rapping, but they sound like somebody else. Mm-hmm. And sooner or later, it gets to a point like, I don't want to sound like this person.
Yep.
I don't want to look like this person. I don't want to sound like this person. I want to be different from them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm getting to that point to where I'm starting to develop myself. I did not really, when I quit August of last year, that's when my training really kicked in.
So you quit? Just congrats on 1 year of being so.
1 year.
Yeah.
Oh, you quit drinking?
No, I quit AmeriQuip.
Sole proprietor.
I quit AmeriQuip.
Yeah, he's been one
I'm
whole
so
year.
So confused.
Yeah, sorry,
dude.
My bad, bro.
Sole proprietary.
Hold on a second. Do you drink or do you not drink?
I don't, man. I don't. All
right, because I offered you some proper 12 and you shot me down.
Nah,
okay.
Bro,
I got some Hennessy, some proper 12 over here, and he shot me down. And Tommy, you were in the room for that. I'll tell you that proper 12.
Man, you know what?
If you're a whiskey man, that proper 12 is.
You lost his
when
nose.
You a single dad, bro.
I was confused.
When you a single dad.
No,
like,
for sure. You got babies to drive.
Yeah, I got kids. You know what I'm saying?
I got three dogs, and I don't care if any of the three of them die at any given moment.
Well, that's like one thing that, like you're saying, with a single father, you know, my kid fell through a glass table a few weeks back and cut his hand. You know what I mean? If I would have been drinking, you know, would I have been able to take him to the hospital?
First, to answer your question, yes, you would have. And secondly, one thing I did want to bring up, Tommy is going to get to this point where he asks you some fucking ridiculous question and or questions, trying to like wrap the show up. I don't want to do that yet. Okay. I'm enjoying your company.
Yeah, so first off,
I want to ask you about your beautiful shirt, Skate 812. Where are we at here? What's that?
Skate 812 is it's a skating team here in Evansville. That
skate team?
It's a skating team, yeah. Roller skating team. Sorry, my bad.
Roller skate?
Roller skate.
Damn.
Bro, they still roller skate.
Fucking
go.
That's hard as fuck, yo. Dude. I thought you were going to be like skateboarding,
hey,
and I was
bro,
like, damn,
bro.
Dude, I didn't think.
I don't care what anyone says. Brink was one of the hardest movies on Disney.
Straight up. Still is. And
bro,
it holds fucking water.
I don't care what anybody says.
And it
Brink,
holds fucking
yo,
water.
Brink, hey, Johnny Tsunami's a close like second.
Right there.
But like, Brink was dope.
So what's Skate 812?
Skate 812, where are we at? Rollerblade company.
It's a rollerblading team here in Evansville who they just been putting in work a lot lately, and they reached out to me and was like, yo, can you come down? Can you make our flyer for us?
Damn, okay.
And then, but after, you know, working with them, making a flyer, I ended up, you know, doing a lot of video work for them.
Yeah.
And they gave me the shirt. They was like, man, you're a part of us now, bro. So,
that's awesome. You've been adopted. How does that make you feel? You're a grown ass.
You got jumped in with a
t-shirt. Yeah, dude. Seriously, did you have to get jumped in? Like they hit you with their rollerblades and shit?
No, bro. Nah,
or they like
man.
Did they have to
they
like
gotta roll over your fingers?
Did they have
to
like
person?
ramp over you or something?
No, bro.
Damn, dude.
I just had to beat her.
I'll tell you what. Skate 812. I'm gonna have to check that out. So, do they compete or anything? Do you know anything? Do you know anything more about them as a group? Just
they
out
don't
of curiosity,
they
I
just
want that shirt. Is what I'm getting at, and I need to know who, yeah. What 12 year old kid I need
actually,
to beat up
they
to get one.
They actually sell them. They actually. The Skate 812 team, they actually sell it. Okay. But what they do is they go to bigger cities, ATL, and all these bigger cities, and they go and just skate as a team, bro. And it's not like a skating team, but they do tricks and stuff
like
that.
They do the cone stuff.
Oh,
and all
bro,
that.
They're sick.
He's literally describing the movie Brink.
Yeah,
I'm so fucking on board with this. I'm so fucking on board.
All I can think of when I think of inline skating is Brink and
grinding on the rails
that,
is all I think of.
Big Daddy when he throws a stick down to watch him fall.
Goddamn stick!
Like that's all I can think of.
Nah, man, like these guys, like
there's
they
a,
like
there's a stick.
They like break dance, bro. They like break dance
for real. And,
yeah.
Break wait, dance. What? It's like roll bounce, basically. Like,
yeah, bro. They're dope.
Do they
they're
do
dope.
The quads or is it like inline?
Damn, dude. Do you know anybody to okay, so first off, again, we're shooting on August 29th. This episode will air on August 31st. You need to tell somebody from Skate 8, listen, they're doing a huge shout-out on you. They're offering $5,000 for the first individual from Skate 8 to reach out and give Brian a free T-shirt.
All right.
So,
I got you.
Tell them to listen to this episode because I'm actually intrigued by this. I really am for whatever reason. And if I have to get a 12-year-old on the show to talk about Skate 812, I want to do it. So you've shot a video for him and you did a banner.
I don't know why you assume everybody's 12.
You could be sitting here.
I'm not ageist. Everybody's just assuming.
Everybody's jerked off a dick.
I can see you interviewing a 12-year-old. So.
You're sucked dick for fucking
so.
It canceled quicker than shit, dude. The episode wouldn't finish, and the sheriff would be at the door, bro.
You got second base yet?
No, it wouldn't be the sheriff. It wouldn't be the sheriff. It would be that guy from that fucking Hanson guy.
Oh, my God. Hi, I'm Chris Hanson.
Come on in here, Brian. Sit down.
Why don't you take a seat? Take a seat.
Take a seat, Brian.
Take a load off.
What are you doing? Just take a seat. Jeez. Heard you want to know more about Skate 812.
Why were you coercing a 12-year-old?
Damn, dude, I'm fucking sweaty, dude. I don't know, man. I appreciate your story. I feel like you're a multi-dimensional individual in that, like, I can't cover everything in 2 hours with you. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm going to have you come back on. I don't know what your schedule looks like, but I'm free tomorrow. So.
That's dope. No, man, I would love to come back, man. I'm for real. It's comfortable. You making it seem like maybe it's just me, but like, yo, it's hot in here, and I'm cool.
Oh, for real, bro. You're a bigger gentleman than myself, and I'm surprised by that. Maybe I just run fucking hot. I don't know.
Well, I think are you not sweaty? I'm a little toasty, but like,
dude, I don't know,
bro. You sweat when you read.
I'm postmenopausal right now. I'm like stage 3.
He also
does
like a workout and then comes here and you know wonders why he's still sweating.
I was done working out at fucking 1400 today. No,
yeah,
serious,
I just got done deadlifting like.
Yeah,
350.
But you still sweat for like 3-4 hours after a workout.
Yeah, dude.
Like.
But no, I just I just appreciate the you know, first off, your time, because I know everyone's busy. That's why we do this on a Sunday. Typically, there's no business going on or whatever. But yeah, I just feel like your story is pretty phenomenal. And then like, there's like more questions I have.
Well, what advice would you give to people that are like getting into just picking up a camera even or videos or.
Oh, man, I think just respect the journey, bro. Like for real.
The band.
Like most people always, this is what I see. Like a lot of people will buy the most expensive camera and then automatically assume I'm going to be dope. With this camera.
Right.
Like, yeah. I'm about to buy the most expensive camera and I'm going to be dope. And then when you get it and then they're angry, oh, this camera was terrible. No, the camera ain't terrible. Your skills is just trash, right. Bro. Like, you haven't reached.
You can film a hard video on an iPhone.
Sharpen your sword, bro. You need to learn how to, like, do things.
So you just say just respect the grind.
I got a
just
fun question.
Grind,
go for it.
Real. And the time that you put into it, because that's
what you're
going to
get
fun.
Back.
And
that's
first off,
fun.
Before you ask this question, Corey, this is your third question on the interview. And I just want everybody to know, like, that's a record. So just shout out to Corey, guys. Third question on the evening. No, I'm just fucking with you. Go ahead, dude.
It's my first fucking show back.
What, dude?
Don't.
I did a really good impersonation of you last week.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I heard it. Fucking.
Hi, guys. I got a question.
God. Anyways. So.
Hey, I'm already home. I don't have to drive, dude.
If there was any advice that you could tell your younger self, what would it be?
Hold steady. Don't waver. You know what I'm saying?
Stand fast.
Because it's 100%, bro. Like, doing this full time is not simple. You know what I'm saying? And it's times when it's just like, bro, why the hell am I doing this to myself? I might as well hang this up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see the progression. I see I'm getting better. People are starting to really respect my style of what I do. And it's just like.
If you stay true to that. Don't
why the hell am I still here? Like, why the fuck am I still here?
How do you manage all the projects? Like, how, you know, when you do like.
That was going to be my question before you asked your finale question. No, time management. No, how do you do it? Yes, it was. Yes, no, it was. Just time management. No. You're doing this full time now.
He's leeching. Look at him.
I'm not leeching, dude.
I asked
him
first.
Look at him.
Look at him. Look at him. See how angry he's getting? See how mad he's getting? Look at that. He's projecting. It's all right.
You're fucking projecting. Time management. You're doing this as a full-time gig now.
Yeah.
Fucking chodes. I just wanted one more question before Tommy got in with his final question. That's it. Just one more. time management? What's your advice for time management?
Time management,
like a planner, a schedule.
I try to keep a schedule, but honestly, it's really what my lady will allow. I'm gonna be 100%. Like 100%. I will
like that answer a lot.
I will work like an entire day away. I won't sleep. Like I will work.
100%.
And my girl would be like, nah, bruh.
Yeah. It's 4 a.m. Get your ass to bed.
You're not single. Come on to bed. Sunday, don't plan to shoot anything because your family needs time with you. Like,
I'll tell you
get
what.
It together, bro.
I was editing a podcast one time and I got a damn, I got a fake, what do you call it? One of those pots with the fake leaves and shit in it right across the head. She'd come up right behind me. Bink.
A chia pet?
No. You put it in your bathroom to make.
A succulent?
The shit smell go away.
Potpourri?
Yeah, and it was like a little dish of that. Right to the back of the dome, dude. And I'm bald, so like I feel it harder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Than with somebody with hair. You feel me, dog.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
get it.
The body.
Yeah. Yeah. You feel it harder than a dude with hair. And it's just like, all right, I got it. I'm done. So just so everybody knows, my wife does beat me. Just a heads up. Yeah.
What, where can people find you on all your social media platforms?
Zito, just... Anytime, my
spell it out. You are in Southern Indiana. People don't spell good here. So
Z-D-O-H. Anytime you type that in, I haven't really started my YouTube yet. I wanted to start a YouTube, but I wanted to be super unique. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I wanted to be, and it's always like everything that I do is like for other people. When I start my YouTube, it's just gonna be based off of things that I want.
Right.
People to see about me, you know what I'm saying? Not about my music videos, but more, you know, cinematic ideas that I want to do.
Yeah, when you drop that, hit us up.
We'll have you on. Talking about. There's so much more that we still need to cover. And we talked about it before the show. We're going to talk about it after the show. And then we are going to have you back on, and we're going to talk about some more shit on the next show. There's just too much to go on, and we're at an hour and a half. We'd be over two and a half hours. Really?
Also, but since they can find you at Zito.
Zito.
Shout outs. Last minute shout outs. Just throw them out.
Yeah. Who you got? Who you got in this race?
Just dump everybody you want to shout out.
But I'd like to shout out nobody.
Nobody but myself.
Like to take this opportunity to apologize.
Yeah,
to absolutely nobody. The double chat does what he wants.
I'll tell you what. If you don't shout anybody out, you'd be the first. And then secondly, I feel like D. Trump would be a little upset. No, I'm just joking.
Shout yourself out, bro.
Yeah, shout out an uncle.
You put the work in.
If you have a pet cat.
No, man. Honestly, bro, I got a lot of people to shout out because big Coop, my homeboy Max. I mean, so many people to shout out, so many people that to give thanks to, bro.
What do those two guys do? Are they artists?
Are artists. There's another artist. I would love for you guys to interview him. He's a young kid, 14 years old. His name is Lando.
Right up your alley, bro.
obviously, I'm more into the 12-year-old situation. I think the jokes sound funnier, but yeah, I get it.
Honestly, man, this kid is talented.
Yeah,
okay. I'll have to check it out. Lando,
his name is Lando.
Lando,
it's Lando, but he's a kid. He can do R&B.
He'll have to have a 18 and an over a company with him.
That's cool.
Yeah, we have to have his parents sign off so you can say fuck in front of him.
And we're gonna have to have a live feed webcam straight to Chris Hansen's desk. who else you got?
Oh man,
your girl.
Of course, my lady Nia.
Kids for keeping your head on straight.
Kids for keeping my head on straight, bro.
And an anchor, dude.
I mean, and just the majority of people that I work with, man. I mean, the artists that I work with, honestly, they're the reason. They're, you know, Magnolia Bridal. Make sure I shout them out. Magnolia Bridal.
Okay.
Good people, man. My buddy, Kentucky Dom. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. Good dude of mine. Man, there's so many people to shout out, but. Really, they're the reason why I'm even, you know, I have work.
So going.
Yeah.
You got software shout outs, like the gear you're using, tech you're using, giving people ideas that are in this same game.
Honestly,
you don't have to if you don't want to.
Outside of here, I will never tell people what cameras I'm using. Facts. Is that like for real? Because I don't want anyone okay. to hey. Ever know what I'm
hey,
using.
Yeah, that voodoo.
For sure. That's hey, proprietary.
That voodoo. Up,
proprietary.
Hey, keep the recipe locked up and just.
That Louisiana, that LBC fucking.
One of those like, hey, man, what Wizard camera are you
cookbook.
Using? Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I'll tell them, like, literally.
That's that West Coast Creo, dude.
What?
That's that fucking West Coast Creo, dude.
What I mean? Don't worry about that spice, bro.
Yeah, like, dude, yeah. I just put a little bit of fucking 9mm in there. You know what I'm saying, dude?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Outside of here, people ask me what camera I'm using, and I'll tell them a Canon T3i.
Yeah.
It's just...
What are you using?
Oh, I never want to tell.
Yeah. And then also, they're like, damn, he shot that on a T3i?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Right?
They're going to be like, crazy he did that on a T3i. How's he doing?
Yeah, dude. But yeah, so anybody else?
Honestly,
the world is yours, dude. Like, we're not in any rush to get out of here. Honestly, I fucking live here. These retards got to drive home.
Just the majority. Honestly, just the majority of the artists that I work with, bro.
So if you've worked,
oh, the Haitian artists.
Damn, God. We're going.
You know, it's like at the last minute when somebody asks you, like,
no, for sure.
Who you want to shout out, and it's like
you're like getting
so
the car and you're
people.
Like, oh,
draw
blank.
You can
and
shout
you
out.
You can't think of nobody's name at that time.
If you want to shout out the whole city of Miami, I think that'll cover it, honestly. Yeah. So no, I'm just joking because they're all Haitian.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I mean, they are though. That's Haitian. What are you fucking? Jeez. Fucking culture.
Tell every Cuban that they're Haitian. See the reaction.
Whatever, dude.
go do that. Go down to Miami. Call everybody Haitian. See how that fucking fares for you, real quick.
Just want to thank you again for your time, sir. And then your story is phenomenal. Again, I know there were things that you and I spoke about before the show that we wanted to cover and we just didn't get a chance to. We're having you back, okay?
That's dope.
So we'll get your schedule lined up with Tommy's schedule and all that stuff, and then he'll get you squared away. But what I mostly I just want to say thank you for your time, and then also thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
It's been an honor.
I appreciate it. I definitely look forward to coming back, bro.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you on.
Yeah, and episodes drop every Tuesday at 6 a.m., so give it a listen. This has been The Days Grim. I'm Brian Day.
My name is Thomas.
God, that was lame. I'm Corey.
Thanks again, Zito.
Thank you, Zito.
Sunday.
Like, what the...
Hey guys, if you liked what you heard today, there will be a new episode next Tuesday as well as every Tuesday at 6 a.m. So hit that subscribe button and let your phone do all the work for you.